Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says by cutting federal funding for Medicaid expansion and capping Medicaid spending, the federal government will harm the state's ability to support an ongoing fight against opioid addiction.
And so at a time when we were at our most dire crisis, something that we've not seen the likes of in our lifetime, killing more people than car accidents and gunshots combined, that the federal government and our members of Congress, people like Chris Collins, would actually have the heartlessness to say we're going to cut substance abuse programs for treatment at a time when they're needed more now than ever. And that is just what is so astounding to me.
Hochul says Albany would do its best to offset losses, but the Senate health bill includes something that local Congressman Chris Collins sponsored in the House version of health care legislation. It offers New Yorkers a property tax cut while preventing Albany from charging upstate counties to help cover the cost of Medicaid. Hochul suggests what the Senate health bill really is a big tax break for the rich in disguise, an average tax break of $37,000 for the upper 1%.
That's more than a lot of people in upstate New York make as their annual income. That's a tax break, and as a result, we're going to have dire cuts in services, cuts to programs, but also cuts to our hospitals, which are in many areas some of the largest employers.
President Donald Trump confirmed over the weekend he has referred to the Senate's bill as mean. Hochul asks if Trump finds it mean, why would he support it? Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.